This is JIS News. Coming up, Diaspora Conference kicks off this weekend. $280 million to be spent on housing for sugar workers, and government vows to eliminate child labor. Details after this message. Stay with us.
I'm Damien Crawford, Member of Parliament and Minister of State in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. I'm achieving my goals because I stayed in school. Part is here to help you to achieve your goals. So allow them to help you and stay in school. And remember, school is safe. This way.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Now the news. The Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2013 will get underway this Sunday, June 16, with an official opening ceremony at the Hilton Rose Hall Hotel in Montego Bay. The opening will feature a combination of messages from key speakers led by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The event will incorporate the message that the Diaspora Conference 2013 is building on the legacy elements of Jamaica 50 by consolidating opportunities for business investment and trade during and after 2013. Junior Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, says he is anticipating positive outcomes from the conference.
Certainly, we have identified the development of the diaspora policy, the international immigration and migration policy, the establishment of a diaspora database that will have the professionals and persons of accomplishments in one location as part of the outcome of this conference.
The Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2013 ends Wednesday, June 19. The government will spend over $280 million to provide 125 housing solutions to residents of sugar barracks in three rural communities. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says Cabinet has approved three contracts under the Barracks Relocation Project for the construction of housing solutions at Shrewsbury and Maysmuir in Westmoreland and Steelfield in Trelawney. A contract for approximately $156 million was granted for the construction of 18 two-bedroom units and 13 three-bedroom units at Steelfield over 8 months. Just over $71.5 million was awarded for the construction of 20 studio units and 2 two-bedroom units at Maysmuir over 6 months. $50.5 million was approved for the construction of 12 studio units and 52 one-bedroom units at Shrewsbury. The project has two components, infrastructure works and the construction of houses. The government is reiterating its commitment to eliminate all forms of child labor in Jamaica. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the eradication of abuse against children is directly linked to the development of a safe society for all citizens.
The resolve of the government is evident in the dynamic country program we have adopted and are pursuing. This program, among other things, seeks to strengthen the capacity of national and local authorities, social partners, and civil society in the formulation and implementation as well as enforcement of policies to fight the scourge of child labor.
Minister Kellyer was presenting the keynote address at a recently held World Day Against Child Labor 2013 forum. World Day Against Child Labor was observed on June 12 under the theme No to Child Labor in Domestic Work. And the National Council for Seniors is spearheading Jamaica's observance of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on Saturday, June 15. Executive Director of the Council, Charmaine Muirhead, says the observance will be used to give national attention to the protection of the elderly.
We are soliciting the help of all Jamaicans to ask persons in the communities to just look around, and if you know of cases where seniors are being abused, then you can assist by contacting the National Council for Senior Citizens.
This year's observance is under the theme, Shine Your Light. Jamaicans are being asked to wear purple on Saturday, June 15, in a show of solidarity. To report elder abuse, call the National Council for Senior Citizens toll-free at 1-888-SENIORS or the nearest police station. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.